Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 17, and we'll go from verse 32. First Samuel 17, verse 32. David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail on account of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Then Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant was tending his father's sheep when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock. I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God." And David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and may the Lord be with you." Then Saul clothed David with his garments and put a bronze helmet on his head, and he clothed him with armor. David girded his sword over his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. So David said to Saul, "I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them." And David took them off. He took the stick in his hand and chose for himself five smooth stones from the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had, even in his pouch, and his sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for bringing us here this morning just to come and pray to you and meet with you. And we just pray for your presence here and for you to speak to each one of us today. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I've been just reading through 1 Samuel personally on my own, and there's some things that I noticed from this passage that I thought I would share with you guys this morning. This is a famous passage. I'm sure most of us will know, will be familiar with this passage of David and Goliath and how Goliath is out there. He's the Philistine, and the Philistine army has drawn up for battle, and the Israel army is here. And for 40 days, it says, Goliath used to come out to the front and taunt the army of Israel, right? Saying, "Hey, none of you guys can challenge me, you know? I dare you to come down and fight me." And he says, whichever warrior gets to, you know, win the battle or win this one-on-one fight, then that nation will take over the other nation. And he keeps taunting and taunting, and the whole army of Israel is very afraid and intimidated by Goliath, and there is nothing they can do until one day this young shepherd boy, David, comes to the scene. And just from this story, I want to draw out a few, lessons, nuggets for us. The first part here is, in verse 33. Then Saul said to David, "You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth." First lesson for us to learn is that God, this is something he enjoys doing, I think. He always calls you to do something that you cannot do on your own strength. Some people like to say, "Oh, God will never give you anything that you can't handle on your own," but it's not true. God always gives us something that we can't handle on our own. Maybe it's because he wants us to really depend on him and grow through the experience, or maybe it gives God the glory if we do something that we cannot do on our own. Or maybe it's just him wanting a relationship with us, you know, just having this father-son father-daughter relationship with us, and he's always calling us to something that we cannot do in our own strength. And it may not be, you may not be David fighting Goliath, right? But in every person's life, I believe there is a Goliath that you are, that God is calling you to tackle. You know, so if you've seen the movie Braveheart, amazing movie, I encourage you to watch it. And William Wallace is this man of faith, right, that takes Scotland and defeats England and fights for the freedom of this land. And I believe the book is Wild at Heart. And the writer talks about how every man is called to be a warrior, but you may not be called to be William Wallace, but you could be the other guy in the army. But in your own story, you are your own William Wallace, in a sense. Right? You don't have to be the main character, but in your own story, you are the main character. And it might not be this battle that William Wallace is fighting, but you might be the second guy next to him or the third guy next to him joining him in this battle. But for you, that's the fight that you need to do. And in our own Christian walk, you know, I think it's true that God's always going to call us to something that that is beyond ourselves, that's going to require faith, right? It says no one is able to please God without faith. So God's always going to call us to something that's going to make us desperate for him, and we're going to have to cry out to him. And I mean, we grow from there, and we have experiences with God through that, and we deepen our relationship with God through that. But that's the first thing. Because Saul says here, you are not able to go. You are but a youth. So no matter what the issue is, maybe you're too young, or you don't feel like you have the right gifts, or you don't feel like you have the right resources, or whatever. Your personality is wrong, or whatever it might be. I think God always calls us to something that is beyond your strength, beyond your abilities, so that you can trust him and you can have faith in him and you can grow in that. The second thing here we learn, let's go to verse 34. David says to Saul, "Your servant was tending his father's sheep when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock. I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God." The second lesson we learn from this passage right here is that when God calls us to something that is beyond our strength, and we know that we cannot do it on our own, we have to look back at what God has done in the past and draw strength from it and draw our faith from it. The thing that God calls us to is going to kind of be built upon our past experiences with him. There's a passage in Genesis, right, when God calls Abraham to go and sacrifice Isaac. Right before, in the very beginning of that chapter, it says, "And after all these things, and P. Sam had a teaching on that Abraham being called to go and sacrifice Isaac, that didn't just happen right away, but it was after years of Abraham having a relationship with God and building his faith and going through all these different kinds of experiences that showed God's faithfulness, that showed God's goodness and his ability to save and all these things. And after these things had happened, God calls Abraham to do something that is so beyond, you know, his ability to do. Same thing with David. When David is called by God, he must have had a stirring in his spirit, right? When David's called by God to go and fight Goliath, it's not just out of nowhere that this takes place, but it's out of this years of experience and relationship that David has had. I guess there's two things to draw from that. First is we need to have our own relationship with God, right? We need to have our experiences with God. We need to, you know, if you're a new believer or whatever, we need to start taking these baby steps of faith. You know, that demonstrate, oh, God is so faithful. I thought I couldn't do this thing, but I did it, and God came through, and I can trust him with this. And then there's another thing that you do. Because that's what David says. He says, you know, when a lion attacked, I defeated him. When a bear attacked, I defeated him. And all this time, he trusted in the Lord to deliver him, and God delivered him. And so he says, based on that experience and the relationship that he has with God, he says, I believe I can do this too. I believe I can take down this Philistine as well. So first thing is, yeah, we need to build that relationship and build those experiences. Take those baby steps of faith with God so that we may be built up to do other things, you know, that the bigger things that God's calling us to do that's beyond ourselves. But the second lesson from that, from this, well, the second thing to notice from this lesson is when we are faced with things that is beyond ourselves and we feel kind of discouraged, you know, or we feel like, man, can we really do this? And we're doubting ourselves. We need to go back to past testimonies. We need to go back to past stories that we've had with God and draw our strength from it. You know, there's a verse in 1 Samuel 30, again with David. And King David, it seems like God always called him to do very difficult things, but David was able to pull through. But in 1 Samuel 30, I don't remember the exact reference, but it says, David strengthened himself in the Lord, or David found his strength in the Lord. And that's the time when he's about to go, about to go into battle with the Amalekites or something, and the Amalekite army, they come and they raid the camp, basically taking all the wives of all the fighting men, and they've taken the wives to the Amalekite camp. And at this point, the whole army, David's men, are angry with David. They're like, you know, because they trusted, you know, their lives with David, but the wives have been taken. So they get angry at David and they start muttering and doing all these things. And it says, David found strength in the Lord, or David strengthened himself in the Lord. He didn't get discouraged. He didn't get intimidated, but he found strength in the Lord. And then he calls his men to, let's go and take back our wives. And he goes and wins the battle and brings back all the wives and the spoil. But this whole idea of strengthening yourself in the Lord, I think part of that is looking back to past experiences with God where God showed himself to be faithful, showed himself to be able to deliver us and to be so much greater, you know, than what we can imagine. And then we draw strength from that, and then we go out and do the thing that God has called us to do. Even though it seems intimidating and it seems like we cannot do this in our own strength, we go based on the past experiences we've had. I remember we've had a guest speaker, his name is Sean Smith, and he told us a story about that, how when people write testimonies to him, you know, emails or thank you notes and kind of share about what God has done, he really keeps those things so that when he's going through a hard time and he feels discouraged or he feels like he's not suited to whatever, do ministry or go out and speak, he will look back and he will read those testimonies again and he'll find strength in the Lord through that. You know, so that's something we need to do. We need to have those experiences, first of all, build that relationship with God, and then we have to also look back upon those things when we're faced with something that we feel like, man, we cannot do this on our own. And the last one, so David says to Saul, you know, the Lord, in verse 37, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of the Philistines. Then Saul says to David, go and may the Lord be with you. And then verse 38, then Saul clothed David with his garments and put a bronze helmet on his head, and he clothed him with armor. David girded his sword over his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. So David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them. And David took them off. The last lesson for us to learn here is you have to be yourself. You know, you cannot take on someone else's, you cannot try and copy or mimic someone else's journey or someone else's personality or whatever. You know, like we have a leader, Pastor Sam, and oftentimes I think we can compare ourselves to him and be like, well, he did this and he did that, so we feel like we have to do that. Mike Bickle, great, you know, leader of International House of Prayer, he says to young people come up to him all the time and they ask him, how much do you pray? You know, or how do you pray? And how much time do you spend with God during the day? And what do you do in your personal quiet time and stuff? And Mike Bickle says he usually doesn't like to tell young people exactly what he does because they will try to mimic him and copy everything that he does. But he says, no, but your relationship with God is going to be different from what I do. And you can't just try and be somebody else. And here in this story, Saul puts his armor upon David because Saul has also been a warrior. He's taken on different enemies and stuff, and maybe he feels like his experience and what he has gained and the knowledge that he has will be able to help David, so he puts that upon David. But it says David didn't feel comfortable. He hadn't tested them, so he couldn't do it. So he says, I'm going to take these off, and I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it the way God has taught me and God has dealt with me, and this is the way I know. And it's I think it's important for us that we remember when we are faced with stuff and God calls us to things that we cannot do in our own strength and we feel worried, we can easily, I guess, turn to somebody else and try to copy. We can hear a great sermon, a great testimony. Jason Ma comes and gives a great testimony, and we can all of a sudden we're like, I need to go work for Hollywood, you know, or do something. But it's not going to be like that, right? We have to find out from God, what is it that God has called me to do? Because your Goliath is going to be different from my Goliath, and it's going to be different from Pastor Sam's, it's going to be different from Jason Ma's. But there is a Goliath that God has called you to battle, and it's going to come out of your own experiences, your own relationship with the Lord. One interesting thing I find between King Saul and King David, because I wrestle with this, you know. God called King Saul to be king. He was the first king. God appointed him, but Saul fails so badly. So I always wonder, like, God, why did you do this? Like, why would you call this guy when you knew what he was like? Didn't you know that he was going to fail? So I wrestle with it. Then I always try to discover, what's the difference between David and Saul? And one of the things I feel like God's highlighting to me in this season, as I go through 1 Samuel, is David had a personal relationship with God, but it seems like Saul never really had a personal relationship with God. Whenever King Saul had to seek for God's guidance and wisdom, he turns to other priests, he turns to Samuel, whereas David really seems to have had his own relationship with God, where he had his own experiences with God, he had his own arsenal of experiences with God to turn to and fall back on when he was struggling, when he was going through a tough time, when he was faced with a challenge that he couldn't face himself. He could turn back to his own experiences with the Lord and draw strength from it, and he could hear from God directly. And I think that's a big difference between the two. And that's what maybe gave David what he needed, you know, to succeed as a king. And part of that is for us to really kind of follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, take those steps of faith and do things that we feel like, man, I cannot do this on my own, but I have this inkling, I have this stirring in my heart, I know that God is calling me to do something. Whether it be sharing the gospel with a colleague or a friend or maybe being there for a family member that's struggling, or, I don't know, stepping up into a ministry that God is calling you to. Whatever it is, you feel like, man, I can't do this on my own, but God has given you that stirring, then we need to look back on what God has done previously, and out of our own relationship with Him, we just got to go forward. So hopefully that's an encouragement to some of you, and we'll have a time of worship. So Eunice is going to come. So let's just go before God. Holy Spirit, we thank you for this time. Thank you for this story of King David before he was a king. God, he always, he had this faith, you know, to step into things that was beyond himself, God. And I pray that for all of us, each in our own journey, God, you're calling us to different things, God. But it's always something that goes beyond what we can do in our own strength. And I pray that we'll be able to take on that challenge, God, with faith, like David. And I pray that you would help us to remember, God, bring to our mind, God, all the faithfulness and the goodness you've shown to us, God, those past experiences, God, that we can look back to, that we can draw strength from. And help us not to compare ourselves with anyone. Help us not to compare, you know, my Goliath with someone else's Goliath and think, oh, why can't I do that or why don't I do it this way? But Lord, help us to really have our personal relationship with you, God, and our personal experiences with you, and do it the way you've called us to do. You know, do it the way you've made us to be, God. That we will just be ourselves, God. That we will not try to fit in someone else's story. We will not try to fit in someone else's battle. But God, that we will fight the battle you've called us to fight. Run the race that you've called us to run. So Holy Spirit, I thank you so much. And Lord, continue to speak to us this morning as we come before you.
Oh,
Let's go before God and just spend a bit of time and ask Him, God, what is my Goliath that You're calling me to fight in this season of my life? What is this thing You're calling me to do that's beyond my abilities, beyond my whatever my personality or whatever it is? Let's just ask the Lord what it is that God's calling us to. Let's turn to our prayer focus, community prayer. Let's pray for our church members and their family members that are going through cancer or chemo or surgery. Let's pray for God's healing touch. Let's pray for faith and encouragement. Let's pray for the family members. Let's cover our friends on the list today. Let's pray with faith. Yeah, let's pray with faith and love and compassion and fervency. Let's pray together. Go to the second slide. Let's pray for those that are in need of healing but also salvation. Let's pray for both. Let's pray that they will be able to experience the love of God and receive Him into their heart and also receive healing. So let's pray for them. Let's go to the third slide. Third slide, yeah. Let's pray for different people going having various infirmities. Let's pray for healing to come and for them not to be discouraged in this time. So let's lift them up. Actually, answer to prayer is the third one from the bottom. Ricky's friend, Derek Ma's son. He's almost, I think, fully recovered, and they've taken him back home. So praise God for that. And he's a baby, four months old or something like that. So praise God for that. Let's continue to pray for other people on the list. Fourth slide, let's pray for our friends that are looking for employment. Let's pray that God would release something to them. Let's pray for a breakthrough and favor and direction and guidance, provision for them. Let's pray for our friends. Go to our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for China, our mission focus for today. Let's pray for Beijing, SP Beijing. Pray for Pastor Sam Kim and Annie and Chris. And I think they're actually raising up new leaders. I saw a Facebook post. So let's pray for the new leaders. I think Zadok and Kevin Lee and some of those guys are stepping up as leaders. Let's just pray for God's covering over this church. Let's pray that they will continue to just run forward, you know, with faith and with passion and with purpose for what God has for them in China. So let's pray for this church. Pray for Leah and Cheng, the Chong family. Please pray for my brother and my parents. You know, they're doing missions in Qingdao. Let's pray for Edie Clark and Chi Chi Har kids and just the churches of China. And let's cover this nation. Thank you. Let's pray for the staff. Thank you for praying for us. Continue to please pray that we will be able to really just hear from God and pray for our personal relationship with God, and that we will grow. Whether we're, you know, even though we're in ministry, that we, in our own personal relationship with God, we'll have new revelations and we'll grow deeper in love with the Lord. Pray for us as a staff to have unity, to also have faith, to hear from God each step of the way. Please pray for Pastor Sam. He's not feeling that great physically, so just pray for healing for him. Pray for covering for him. And let's pray for the staff. Especially for Eugene, P. Eugene and P. Carol too, as they will be going to their next step in their life. So let's really pray for them too, that God will lead them and cover them. Worship team, please pray for worship team, sound team, and media team. Pray for a heart of worship from each team member and heart of serving to the church and to the Lord. The audition is this Saturday, so if you can cover that time, please, and it'll be a fruitful time meeting new people, and that I'll have the Spirit of God and His discernment. So let's pray for the worship team and for the audition this Saturday. Pray for Arts Anonymous, our art ministry. Pray for creativity and pray for spread that's coming out real soon. Let's pray that they will continue to just download new ideas and more creativity for, making beauty, you know, in this church. Let's really pray for this ministry. Let's pray God's blessing over them. One last thing, let's pray for Pastor Cheon. He's coming in today, and tonight is a leadership meeting with the leaders of this church. So let's pray for an amazing, powerful time as Pastor Cheon ministers to us. And tomorrow is the healing service. Let's pray for faith to rise in our congregation, and for just the power of God to be released, the glory of God to be released tomorrow at the healing service. So let's pray for these two nights and pray for Pastor Chaylon. Thank you, Father, for this morning. Thank you for meeting with us and speaking to us. And, continue to lead us, God, and help us to just take these steps of faith, God, as you lead us, God, as you give us direction, Lord. And even though it's scary, we feel like we can't do it, I pray that we will take these steps of faith. We'll grow in our relationship with you and our faith journey with you. And thank you, God, that you always are so loving and so encouraging and so kind to us, God. And walk with us today. I pray your blessing over each person today. May they have a great day, God. Great day with you, Lord, throughout the day. And Lord, we worship you. We want to really please you today. Thank you. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you guys today. Have a great day.